Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. And here the apostles meet and they pray with other believers, and Peter acts as spokesman for the community, and the apostles proceed to choose a successor for Judas. And God's saving word for us this week is faith. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. Then the apostles went back to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is about half a mile away from the city. They entered the city and went up to the room where they were staying, Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas, son of James. They gathered frequently to pray as a group, together with the women, and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. A few days later, there was a meeting of believers, about 120 in all, and Peter stood up to speak. "My friends," he said, "the scripture had to come true in which the Holy Spirit, speaking through David, made a prediction about Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was a member of our group, for he had been chosen to have a part in our work. With the money that Judas got for his evil act, he bought a field where he fell to his death. He burst open and all of his insides spilled out. All the people living in Jerusalem heard about it, and so in their own language they called that field Akeldama, which means field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his house become empty, may no one live in it.' It is also written, 'May someone else take his place of service.' So then, someone must join us as a witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. He must be one of the men who were in our group during the whole time that the Lord Jesus traveled about with us, beginning from the time John preached his message of baptism until the day Jesus was taken up from us into heaven." And so they proposed two men, Joseph, who was called Barsabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know the thoughts of everyone, so show us which of these two you have chosen to serve as an apostle in the place of Judas, who left to go to the place where he belongs." Then they drew lots and chose between the two men, and the one chosen was Matthias, who was added to the group of the 11 apostles. And the key verse for today is Acts chapter 1, verse 14, where it says, they gathered frequently for prayer as a group. And so this was interesting. That number one, the disciples decided that they had to choose a successor for Judas, and they made this decision because they found a passage in the book of Psalms that says, "May someone else take his place of service." And from this passage of scripture, they took it upon themselves to believe that they were to choose someone to take Judas's place. Now, we don't see anywhere where this was guided by the Holy Spirit. This is just something that they felt they needed to do. I may be entirely wrong in this, but I believe they were getting ahead of the Holy Spirit. I believe that the Apostle Paul was to fill the place of Judas. But they, for some reason, felt that the place of Judas had to be filled immediately, and so they chose Matthias. Interestingly enough, we don't ever read anything about Matthias. So maybe they were right, maybe they were wrong. It's not for me to criticize what the disciples chose to do, but I feel they may have been just a little ahead of the Lord. Let's pray. Almighty God, empower me to share the good news of your love and salvation with those I meet today, and to serve you always. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 23, where the Apostle Paul describes spiritual blessings. What are spiritual blessings? And so until tomorrow, beloved, keep looking up, because the coming of Jesus is getting closer as we speak. God bless.